Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Terry Wardle.
I hope you're doing well today. So I was on my daily walk, and all of a sudden I found myself in a memory that occurred, oh my gosh, at least a dozen years ago, maybe more than that. And even though I was alone walking down the road early in the morning, I began to laugh out loud. So let me tell you the story. I was down at the AACC conference, which was in Nashville. Now, that is the American Association of Christian Counselors. And they get thousands of people at this conference. I was a breakout speaker. So I had one little session. I might have had 700 or 800 people in it. And I was talking about formational prayer and deep inner healing and how folks that are wounded often act out in dysfunctional ways. So a bunch of my friends were there also, and family. So on this one particular occasion, we were walking down a hall. I don't even remember where we were going. And all of a sudden, a candidate for president of the United States came walking toward us. Now, because this is such a great big event, there were a lot of candidates, particularly some of the lesser candidates, who had showed up at the event, who were using it as an opportunity to be better known. So anyhow, one of these candidates is walking down toward us. And of course, there was a little stir in my group, including myself, that here's someone famous, a famous politician walking our way. Oh, there he is. Now, as he got up close, I just mentioned his name. I said, "Hello, Mr. So-and-so," which I thought was respectful to do. And he responded back, "Hi, Terry, how are you?" And then he walked on. Now, to be honest with you, the moment was rather stunning. And I kind of, my eyes got wide and I looked around and my friends were there and they said, "He knows you. How does he know you?" I said, "I have no idea. I've never met him before." And one of my family said, "Do you think you're famous? That you're so famous that someone like him would know you?" I said, "No, I can't believe that." And so we're walking and I was feeling rather affirmed. My family felt that I was something special. And all of a sudden, as we walked further, I happened to glance down and I began to laugh because I had a name tag on. I was the only one of us that had a name tag on it. And rather than writing out my full name, I just wrote real large my name, Terry. And as I showed it to everyone, we had the best time and the best laugh. We had gone from this moment of great recognition and affirmation of my personhood to laughing that the guy was simply kind enough to call me by the name that he saw scribbled across the name tag that was plastered on my shirt. It was a funny moment. So as I walked, I was thinking about that, and I began to reflect on the fact that there is often with many of us something even emotional that happens when we encounter people who know our name. I mean, I go to seminars, and I notice that if I see folks that have been there in the past and I walk up to them and I call them by name, or as I'm passing by, I call them by name and maybe place my hand on their shoulder, that they like that. It somehow, again, is affirming. It's kind of a touching moment, and it shows respect. And I like it. I've got to be honest with you. I like it when there's someone there and they know my name and they call me by name and they shake my hand or they touch me on the shoulder. And I think that's true of a lot of people. There's something that happens with many of us when there isn't just a "hey you" moment. Oh, I've had plenty of "hey you" moments in my life. And most of the time when there's a "hey you" that captures my attention, I find a little bit of anxiety rises up because I'm wondering, have I done something wrong? Why do they want my attention? And so forth. And by the way, this just reminds me of in the story of the prodigal son, that when the elder brother was calling the servant to find out what was going on, the word he used in the Greek was basically a word that meant, "hey, you." It was impersonal. It was someone more important talking to someone less important. But when the father came to the elder son, he used this word proskaleo, and it basically means, I want to have an intimate conversation with you. You have meaning to me. This is important that we have this connection. Now, why am I going here? Well, part because I had that funny memory, but the other one is because Scripture affirms in numerous places, particularly in Isaiah 43 and Isaiah 45, that God calls you by name. Now think about it. He doesn't say, hey, you. He calls you by name, you. Now think of that. God, the creator of the universe, the Trinity, Lord over all that is. The Bible says he summoned you by name. And I love the word summons, because you know the notion of summons is if you receive a summons, it's an indication that you have to show up in a particular place at a particular time for a particular reason, which normally has something to do with legality. But in this case, it's God summoning you to himself, and he does it by name. A number of years ago, there was a motion picture out that was written by Robert Duvall, and the picture was called The Apostle. And there was an interesting moment in which this man has got himself in deep trouble. He was a pastor. And he's upstairs crying out before God. And at one point he says this, I've always called you Jesus, you've always called me Sonny. And I remember being captured by that moment. This idea that God calls us by name. He calls us by that intimate association of who we are. That this whole issue of having a relationship with God is something very personal, personal for you, because of the idea that God summons you by name. Do you remember the story of Nathanael that's in the beginning of the Gospel of John? How Jesus says, I saw you, and how he was overwhelmed with that, and he saw that as supernatural. Well, once again, it's that same notion that God notices us. He pays attention to us. He knows us by name. And he summons us to his side by name. I remember hearing this song recently. I was speaking at an African-American congregation, and someone sang this, and it was absolutely powerful. Hear this. I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hands. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. It goes on. I have a father. He calls me his son. He'll never leave me no matter where I go. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. I have a maker. Wow, there's something about those words, that I have a maker, but he knows me by name. And he knows everything there is to know about me. And what I want to say is that that's absolutely true of you. He knows you. He's not giving you a, hey, you obey me no matter what. He's basically saying that you're important. You. I wish I knew your name. You're important. How important are you? Well, let me mention a few things today. The Bible says about you that God knew you before the foundations of the earth, long before this world was created, which we know is unfathomable when it comes to the number of years before creation occurred. The Bible tells you that God knew you. The Bible also tells us, and David emphasized this, that it's God who formed you. Somehow God was deep in the midst of this entire process of bringing you into being, and he had you in mind because of his great love for you. I know the enemy wants us to feel unimportant. I know he wants to spend all of his time reminding us of our sin and our brokenness. But God's not like that. He knew you before the world was formed. He formed you in your mother's womb. The psalmist says you cannot hide from his presence. There's no mind so deep, no place so far out into space. No moment of desolation, no valley so dark that God doesn't know precisely where you are. Do you know what else the scripture says? The scripture says that he, by his Spirit, draws you toward his heart. That's just an amazing thought to me. It also says in the Bible that Jesus came so that he could put his Spirit in you, so that you'd have a helper, someone to pull the load with you, to row the canoe alongside of you. And the Bible says that he intercedes for you. In Scripture, Jesus is identified as someone who's always praying for you. All these things are for you. He crossed the universe for you. You know what else the Bible says? That Jesus has gone to heaven to prepare a place for you. Now, I have a friend right now, so I'm going to use her name. She's been going through a rather difficult situation. She's a close friend of my wife. And God's meeting her in amazing ways. I mean, even in the midst of this difficulty, there's something transforming in her life. But this is a word that became given. God knows you. He summoned you by name, Stephanie. He knew you before the foundation of the earth, Stephanie. Stephanie, it's God who formed you. And no matter what, Stephanie, you cannot hide from his presence. He crossed the universe for you. And Stephanie, he wants to draw you to his heart. He's placed his Spirit in you. He intercedes for you, and he's preparing a place for you, Stephanie. Now look, I used her name. Put your name there. That's what's amazing about God. The psalmist cries out, "Who are we that you are mindful of us?" And yet, he is. Friend of sinners, Lord of the universe, dear and glorious physician. He has you on his mind. If you would look in your life, and if I as well could look into my life and really consider by stepping back all the movements of my life, we will both discover that God has had us on his mind. And it's not because I wear a name tag to remind him of who I am. Even when no one else knows, even when I might feel totally unimportant, God wants me to know that he knows my name. He knows your name. And that's the way he approaches you. May God bless you today as you think about that reality.